Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Resolution 2024-20, resolution of the City Council of the City of Milton affirming its commitment to a safe and productive working environment for all members of city staff.
Mark, make a motion to approve.
Right. Second.
I have a motion to approve by Councilman Sebastio and a second from Councilman Jerry. Is that correct?
Resolution 2024-22, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Milton reiterating the role of the City Council and the Mayor.
Motion to approve.
Second.
A motion from Councilman Snow, a second from Councilman Sebastio.
Now that might not seem like the most dramatic thing you've ever heard me play for Days of Our Milton, but oh, trust me, this is the, maybe it didn't sound like much, but that was a big deal because in both cases they voted, what would you think if you know anything about City of Milton? 6-2? 6-2, that's exactly right. You had the bulk of the City Council versus Marilyn Farrow and Mike Cusack voting to affirm two resolutions against Mayor Heather Lindsay. Both of them, they affirmed 6-2. Resolution number 20, which says, whereas on January 30th, 2024, Mayor Heather Lindsay submitted an official complaint to the Florida Bar on behalf of the city, but without the council's approval or knowledge, and whereas within her complaint, the mayor accused the city's attorney of malfeasance, misfeasance, and actions violating the will of the city council, and whereas the mayor's accusations against the city's attorney were false, and whereas the city's attorney referenced actions were taken in furtherance of the will of the council and ratified by the council, in other words, she complained about him and he was doing what the council said and he wasn't doing the things that she did say he did, whereas the city council believes that an official investigation of the mayor's interactions with the city attorney and other members of city staff is warranted to guarantee a safe and productive working environment for all members of the city staff, now therefore be it resolved by the city of Milton. Section 1. City Council hereby censures and condemns the mayor's actions related to the submission of her complaint against the city attorney. 2. The City Council directs the city attorney to conduct a review and submit questions regarding the mayor's interactions with members of the city staff to any entity with jurisdiction to investigate and make findings regarding the mayor's actions, which may violate any law, ordinance, or duty which the mayor owes to the city. So, on that one, it's when she filed that bar complaint against Alex, and after having tried to get him fired in an official meeting and in a called meeting that she then canceled, and then going and doing this bar complaint against him, which they dismissed as being political and filed in the wrong venue because that's just not their jurisdiction to handle, and which Alex then produced at the request of City Councilman Jeff Snow a detailed report of what can they do with her doing this kind of stuff, and he created a report full of the things that he says show her misbehavior, including that, going behind their back to try to get him to lose his law license or at least get him censured by the bar. And then now the vote, 6-2, is that he can go to the state attorney or attorney general. He can go to the ethics commission. He can go to the Florida bar. He can maybe go to the governor. You know, there's lots of opportunities to go to different various agencies and ask them, do you think there's anything here worth taking action on? And each agency would have different things, anywhere from nothing at all to a fine if it's the Ethics Commission, to a criminal charge like for perjury if it's with the Attorney General, the state attorney, or to remove it from office if it's the governor. These are all on the table as possibilities. And then the second one, Resolution 22. Whereas council and mayor are charged to follow and enforce the ordinances of the city of Milton within their respective roles as established under the city's charter, and whereas Mayor Heather Lindsay has taken actions council believes exceed her authority under the city's charter and ordinances, and whereas the mayor has abused her authority to call special meetings and run city council meetings, whereas the mayor has interfered with the work of the city manager on multiple occasions. Remember, she doesn't have that power. She's a tiebreaker and a largely symbolic mayor and runs the city council meetings. Whereas the city council desires to reiterate and reassert the form of government of the city, which consists of a council that directs the work of the city manager, as in directly, that's what direct means, who executes the will of the council and serves as the chief executive for the operations of the city. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the city of Milton. Section 1, City Council hereby censures second censure, and condemns the mayor's actions in exceeding her authority under the city charter and ordinances. Stay in your lane. Section 2, the city council directs city attorney to conduct a review and submit questions regarding the mayor's interference with the will of the council and instances where she has exceeded or abused her authority under the charter and ordinances of the city to the proper entities possessing jurisdiction to review such questions. 6-2 vote. Again, go to the appropriate agencies, tell them what you know, and see what they want to do with it. We'll come back to this in a second. A lot of times we have the dramatic interaction. We have a little bit of that from yesterday. What we really have now is this is big stuff because, you, like I said, the consequences here range everywhere from criminal to financial to professional to removal from office to nothing at all. Like, nothing at all could be an outcome of all of this as well. But the city council did officially censure her twice last night. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
This traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. All of the roads are looking green. If you are coming in from Pace, you should be good, accident-free. I-10 and I-110 are looking good. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. Gulf Beach Highway is not showing any delays. It is important to remember that the roads might be wet today and tomorrow, so just be careful. If you see any traffic you want to report, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so, Jimmy. That's so, Jimmy. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, especially if it's for the first time, you want somebody who really knows what they're doing, will help you every step of the way and get you the best price on either end. Low if you're buying, you know, high if you're selling. Obviously, that's the goal. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty have this down to a science. They just know how to sell these homes. And because they know how to sell the homes so well, 175 last year, they know how to help you buy the homes because they know what are other people likely to offer? What's that home really worth? What can you negotiate on? What can't you negotiate on? If it's a new build, and that's something they can help with too, is there a way they can get some kind of a deal like them to buy down your points? And the answer is yes, but you got to know how to do it. And they do. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158. Back to the conversation, the city of Milton last night. Alex Andrade, you might know him as state representative, but he is also the city attorney and at the center of a lot of these questions, laid out the claims that were made in the report and why they're significant.
If I may participate for a moment, as elected officials within the city, you all sit in a position of public trust that you've been entrusted with by the voters of the city. Incumbent within that position of public trust comes a duty of good faith to act transparently and to follow Florida law. At the same time, if there's credible evidence, for instance, that an elected official, namely the mayor, committed perjury in submitting this bar complaint, you also have a responsibility to investigate that. In this case, there is credible evidence the mayor committed perjury in submitting this bar complaint. There's also credible evidence that the mayor fabricated public records documents, and there's credible evidence that the mayor did not comply with Florida public records laws in using her private email account to subvert public scrutiny. There's credible evidence that the mayor conspired and collaborated with Don Molinaro's private attorney, Matthew Hargraves, to try and fabricate a claim against the city for wrongful termination. In your position as the city council, you have a duty to go investigate these instances because there's credible evidence. This is not at all personal for any individual.
See, there's a lot here. There are a lot of allegations, many of which would involve criminal elements, some of which would involve, problems with your law license. You know, I don't know what extent to which the bar would take action on some of these things. You know, if she perjured herself in the report that she filed with the bar against Alex that they dismissed for being political, I mean, that's a crime. And that could cost, you know, I don't know if it would cost her law license. I suppose theoretically it could. I mean, these are serious things, as he's saying. These are serious things. And so, you know, the council, which affirmed as a 6-2 vote the facts of the case. Now, it could be that, you know, all of the agencies to which this is going to be reported come back and say, well, you're just doing politics by other means. And, you know, I mean, they might come back with that answer. I don't know. It's up to them to come up to the decision. But I read it as being pretty serious. And I feel like Napoleon Dynamite. I didn't get to. I guess it was Kip. Actually, I guess you could say it's pretty serious. But you know, it seems pretty serious to me. And we'll have to see what the agencies decide to do with it. As far as conversation, of course, Roxanne Meese and Mike Cusack were the no vote. Interesting side note: I don't think Mike spoke at all about these issues, which is unusual for him because he is usually the dissenting one a lot. He did vote against them. Marilyn, did I say Roxanne Meese? I'm sorry. Marilyn Farrow was the other vote. Roxanne Meese is part of the sixth majority. I was looking at another sound clip that she's in, so I apologize. But Marilyn Farrow voted against, and she raised a bunch of objections, like Alex shouldn't be investigating his own issues. And what basically the response to that is, well, he's not. He's just providing the report, and that's actually his job as a city attorney. Somebody else will be investigating these issues. She said she didn't like the tone of it, and, you know, other people defended him and saying, well, you're fine when the mayor goes behind our backs to file with the bar. Are you good with that? Not good with that? I mean, it's, you know, they alleged a kind of hypocrisy on her part. And, you know, just, you know, why can't we all get along? Well, why can't y'all get along? You're always trying to oppose everything. And, you know, Heather Lindsay's trying to, you know, mess up everything. And, you know, it's fine when you're the recipient of the chastisement or the discipline, but you seem to be in favor when it goes the other way. One note, the mayor was not there. The mayor did not show up. And I've been told it was a health reason claim. I have also been told that she hasn't been at work in like a week or two. And that has become a problem with getting checks signed and not wanting anybody else to use her stamp as the mayor to co-sign the checks. So, you know, we have other issues going on. I can't imagine it would be particularly pleasant to show up to work when you know something like this is pending. But then again, that's the job. So we'll see. You know, like I said, we'll see. But this, to me, this was, you know, a lot of times we talk about the bickering that goes on at Milton and, you know, why can't y'all just behave a little bit more like adults? This is now escalated to that next level where official requests are forthcoming to state agencies who have the ability to take a wide range of actions against the mayor. 822 on News Radio 92.3, the one thing we know for sure, Days of Our Milton has not yet been canceled, and seasons 4, 5, and 6 are apparently in the works. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Always stay sharp, alert, and ready for anything. Let the exceptional team at Jim's Firearms help you find the everyday carry knife that fits your life. They have the best brands and the largest selection of high-quality knives to choose from with lifetime warranties. Get yourself a multi-purpose knife to use for protection, hunting, fishing, or for everyday use. Keys, wallet, phone, and knife, never leave home without it. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road at the back gate of NAS, or shop them online at jimsfirearms.net.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us today at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday and Saturday, check out the toughest firefighter challenge in the U.S. at the Pensacola Beach Firefighter Challenge. Register yourself or a team. See PensacolaSports.org for more. The third annual Fred Levin Way Fest is Sunday afternoon, a free community event highlighting free services and lots of family activities and fun. For more, check out FredLevinFest.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Sending me Kip memes. Of course. I had not grabbed that one, but that's pretty funny. No, I do. Before we do anything else, I need to get it. Actually, let's do a quick traffic on the fives with Jimmy. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Everything is looking perfect out there. Just keep in mind the roads might be wet today and tomorrow, so drive carefully, but we are looking good. I-10 and I-110 are all clear. Pine Forest Road is accident-free. No delays on Burgess or Olive. Looking good from 12th Avenue through Palafox and W Street. If you have anything we should be aware of, our traffic tip line, you can call or text us 437-1620. This report is sponsored by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special with live 24/7 customer service. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Jimmy, I'm going to give you your first day pop quiz. You ready?
All right, here we go.
Okay. Do you know why the phone number is 437-1620?
I'm guessing it's because we are on 1620
AM. Hey, there you go. And that's exactly right. I thought you might not know that because 92.3 is the primary frequency we promote. So well done.
Well, it doesn't explain the 437 in the beginning.
No, there's no explanation for that.
All right, there you go.
There's nothing there at all. hey, if you need to get any kind of home repair done, you need to get instruction, you need to get equipment, Pensacola Hardware, they have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for 173 years. That's crazy, right? Almost two centuries, like 1851. 33 of the 45 presidents, one of the oldest 50 companies in the entire U.S., the oldest company in the entire state of Florida. And right now, they're having an end-of-season blowout on heaters and fireplace accessories. While supplies last, they have fireplace screens, ceramic heaters, outdoor fireplaces, LP gas heaters, infrared heaters, fireplace tools, hotshot SS outdoor fireplaces, propane convection heaters, electric tower heaters, and more. So stop by if any of that appeals to you, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. You've got Pensacola Hardware.
What about your girlfriend?
Well, things are getting pretty serious right now. I mean, we chat online for like 2 hours every day, so I guess you could say things are getting pretty serious.
Well, that is a Milton description for sure. All right, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David, hold on, just there we go. Perfect.
President Biden criticizing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the war against Hamas, calling it a mistake.
I think there's no excuse to not provide for the medical and the food needs of those people.
Biden talked with Univision yesterday. He says Netanyahu needs to make serious changes, and also says Israelis should call for a ceasefire. There's been some unrest in Chicago, Andrew, after the release of some police body cam footage showing the shooting of a 26-year-old black man. Dexter Reed was killed after being stopped by police there last month. The body cam footage appears to confirm that Reed actually fired the first shot. Officers responded with 96 shots in just 41 seconds. About 100 people were protesting outside of a Chicago police station last night. That led to a clash, and at least one person was taken to the hospital. And Disney updating its disability access services at its theme parks. That service lets people with disabilities get a time to go back to the ride or attraction rather than waiting in line. Disney says that's for guests with developmental disabilities like autism who can't wait in the line. And that change will take effect May 20th at Disney in Florida.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. As we are watching the weather today, We have been expecting bad weather this afternoon. We just found out that PSC is going to close at noon, UWF closing at noon. A lot of school districts are having early dismissal days. Escambia canceled school entirely. I'm guessing you might wonder, well, why would they cancel school when we haven't even had a raindrop yet? My guess is that they thought that with the buses and, you know, probably running the routes, getting kids home, that it wasn't even an early dismissal would be challenging, would be my guess on that. But, I don't know for a fact. Anyway, this storm, my very layman's view of it from looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar all morning is, it seems to be moving slowly. It is a hot mess of a storm, by the way. Like, all of southeastern Louisiana is covered in, on my radar, the red swirlies and white lightning strikes and deep red colors. So this is a very serious storm. It's mostly going to move north of us, but some of the southern portion of it is going to catch us. We're still expecting several inches of rain, high winds, the possibility of tornadoes, and certainly a be careful, avoid the roads and all of that, especially bridges if you've got your high-profile vehicles.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Inflation stickier than expected, up another 0.4 last month. President Biden in a Univision interview, why not shut down the chaos at the border with executive action?
Some are suggesting I should just go ahead and try it. And if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court. But we're trying to work through that right now.
The House will delay sending articles of impeachment against the Homeland Secretary to the Senate till next week. Charges of failing to secure the border. Tiger Woods returns to the Masters at Augusta, the five-time champ looking to master old injuries.
I still think they can. So I don't know when that day is, when that day comes, but I still think that I can. I haven't got to that point where I don't think I can.
Tiger says, I hurt every day, then correcting, no, I ache every day. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now, 70 and cloudy in Pensacola. Expecting a possibility of some severe storms later on this afternoon.
All modes of severe weather are on the table. So that means destructive wind gusts up to 80 miles an hour, tornadoes, some of which could be strong, EF2 or stronger. And then hail, that's one of our lower end threats, but again, it still is there.
That is Escambia County meteorologist Scotland Williams, and she says that the severe weather should start sometime this afternoon around 2 p.m. last through late tonight. Because of the threat of severe weather, of course, Escambia County schools have canceled classes entirely today. Santa Rosa County, Baldwin County, Escambia, Alabama, all on early release schedules. UWF and PSC both closing at noon today, and ECAT canceling all of their services as well today. Santa Rosa County officials have confirmed that a payment of over $850,000 to a business vendor was intercepted by a fraudster this week.
Money, it was not, it almost sounded like the money was stolen by someone. That is not the case. It is, as you said, it's a case related to some funds that were transferred to a vendor that does work for Santa Rosa County.
And that is County Administrator Devan Cook. In a statement, County Clerk and Comptroller Don Spencer says the vendor was actually the victim of a business email compromise, and that allowed the fraudster to somehow redirect the payment for services from the vendor's account into a fraudulent account. The Clerk of Court's data systems have not, however, been hacked. Spencer says that a substantial amount of the money has so far been recovered. The Milton Police Department, Truist Bank, and Regions Bank are all working to recover that full amount, and the whole thing's being investigated now by the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office and by the FBI. And speaking of hacks, Pensacola city leaders now sharing a little bit of info on what residents can expect in the next few weeks after the ransomware attack that hit the city of Pensacola.
You'll see some letters coming from USPS to everyone affected. There'll be information. There'll be a 1-800 number. We're bolstering up services at 311 and all of those to be able to take those phone calls. So there's a lot that goes into that.
And that from Mayor D.C. Reeves yesterday. That comes after the city confirmed that its online bill payments have now been restored for Pensacola Energy and Sanitation. The city is waiving late fees that may have been charged while those systems were down, and they say no new late fees will be issued until May 1st. Reeves does say at this point in time, investigators are still not aware of any personal data being leaked, but they are telling residents the possibility does exist. They say that is mostly out of an abundance of caution. Well, Governor DeSantis says he's putting porch pirates on notice. He signed a bill yesterday which would increase penalties for stealing packages from doorsteps, retail theft, and inciting looting on social media. HB 549 makes theft of property less than $40 a first-degree misdemeanor, subsequent violations a third-degree felony, and any theft more than $40 also would be a third-degree felony. Repeat offenders with more than two convictions could also face a potential 30-year prison sentence. The governor says thefts in Florida have decreased about 30% since he took office. He says the state is distinguishing itself from more lawless states. It's 8:35 right now, News Radio 92.3, and Jimmy's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
We are all green out here in Pensacola. Just a regular morning congestion coming in from Pace on Highway 90, Pace and Milton, so we got that going on. But everything else looking good. I-10 and I-110 are all clear. We got Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. Mobile Highway clear through Beulah, not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. No delays on Burgess or Olive. And Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton. Roads may be wet today and tomorrow, so just be careful out there. And you know, it is still spring break season, so be careful if you're driving out on the beach, those crazy drivers. So my name is Jimmy with the traffic on the fives.
Well, thank you very much, Jimmy. I don't think it's a coincidence that it's your first day doing traffic reports and everything is flowing completely smoothly. I give you all the credit for this.
Thank you. I take all the credit.
836 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
It is a weather alert day as showers and thunderstorms are expected to move in this afternoon, lasting through the evening hours. A few storms could be strong, level 3 out of 5 of severe weather for today. High today near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 63. Thunderstorms come to an end by about 10 p.m. tonight, and then we look calm as we go into Thursday. Sunny skies, high near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we do have cloudy skies across the area. Again, a possibility of some severe weather here later on this afternoon. Right now, 70 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 69 also in Milton. And your money now. The market's down this morning. The Dow is down 460, 31 at 38, 423, 36. S&P 500 down 54, 12 at 51, 55, 79. And the NASDAQ down 164, 47 at 16, 142, 17. 10-year bond rate up a bit at 4.47%. Gold prices up just under $20 at $2,342.60. Down just under $20 at $2,342.60. And silver prices down 23 cents at $27.75. Looking at our crypto market, Bitcoin taking a $1,200 hit today. That's at $67,662.53 right now. The rest of the crypto market appears to be following suit as well. Consumer prices rose more than expected in March. The Labor Department's latest consumer price index was released today. It shows core inflation was a little bit hotter than most analysts had forecasted. The CPI is a broad measure of the cost of goods and services. It found prices were up 3.5% year over year. Boeing aircraft deliveries were down in the first quarter as they struggled with safety issues. The company delivered 83 planes in the 3 months that ended on March 31st, and that is down from 157 in the previous quarter. And a record number of U.S. cities apparently now have million-dollar homes. A new analysis by Zillow shows 550 cities where a typical home is worth more than $1 million. That beats the previous record of 522 cities when the home values peaked back in 2022. 8:38, our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, we've got a news note that came in earlier this morning from David, our news guy, who told us that the Lunchables, I wish we'd had Lunchables when I was a kid, but Lunchables are going away, apparently, from the cafeteria lunchroom offerings. Too much sodium. You know, too much taste, basically. Kids like them because they taste good. So Michelle Obama's unhappy. Anyway, my question for you, though, is we got into talking about, you know, what foods did you remember from your childhood? So my question for you is, what was your favorite cafeteria lunchroom food? And if you want a least favorite, you know, go ahead and throw that in there as well. We I'm sure have lunch ladies and lunch dudes, I guess, who are living and listening and might hear something that gives them really, people hate that? We'll see. 437-1620, 437-1620. So I always like to start with the producer. We got Jake is here, and we also got Jimmy is training. So let's start with Jake. You're always there.
All right, my favorite was, surprisingly enough, they had this beef stew that they made.
Really?
But it was so loaded with salt, and that's why I loved it.
Oh, that's all it is. It was just salt with a little bit of beef and carrots, right?
Yeah, and my least favorite definitely had to be the Salisbury steak.
You don't like Salisbury steak?
Not the way they made it.
Oh. When you bite it, it bites you back. I got you. All right, fair enough. Jimmy, do you have a favorite? 437-1620, by the way. That's your number to text in your answer. I'll assume you're loving it unless you tell me I hated it, in which case, you know, be more clear.
Well, when I was in high school, it was around the time they decided that pizza was a vegetable because of the tomato sauce. So I would have to say definitely getting my vegetables in pizza day was my favorite.
Now, did you have the little square pizzas, or did you get like the French bread pizza where they're trying to fake you into believing that it's pizza and it was always just enough cheese to qualify?
It was deep dish, and the cheese kind of actually tasted like rubber. So really hitting the full food pyramid, actually.
Well, you know, you got to exercise those jaw muscles. I mean, that's how you get your cardio in on the day. Is, you know, gym class doesn't do it with the square dancing. You got to go get your chew on in the cafeteria. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, this is actually a good question. Do you remember the day of any particular food?
Friday was pizza day.
Friday,
See, a lot of people say Friday pizza burger day. Somebody says it here. That's so funny. How long would you remember something like that? I love it.
French fries on the side with your pizza.
Oh, man.
I loved it.
Oh, see, no, I have to diverge with you here because to me, the French fries at school were always the crinkle cut, crappy, terrible. Like, you know, when you go to the, maybe not everybody knows this, but when you go to White Castle, okay? White Castle fries are not something you should ever buy. Just buy an extra slider. That's going to make you happier, at least for now. Maybe not later, but at least for now. Because the crinkle fries are terrible fries. And always, it was always these crinkled, terrible, undercooked, overcooked, no flavor to begin with. No salt at all. And so, I'm sorry, I disagree with you on that. 437-1620, the rectangle pizza, LOL. Why is that a LOL? We all love the pizza. The pizza, somebody else texts in. Let's see.
I think LOL meant lunching out loud in that scenario.
Nice. Mac and cheese with tiny pieces of ham mixed in. Come on, you know they were yesterday's hot dogs. Somebody here says, then in high school, I flirted with the Asian lunch lady and got free hot dogs. Oh, you got it. Make somebody's day, they'll make it right back. 437-1620. Mashed potatoes and hamburger gravy. Oh, and they would occasionally have sauerkraut. Oh, you had me until the sauerkraut. Yeah. I love sauerkraut, but it's got to go on the right stuff. Grilled cheese sandwich. Yes, sir. Dunked in butter and grilled as they should. See, I think that, you know, I do think that we have really underserved our children. I mean, maybe some of us did grow up to have a little bit of, you know, high blood pressure, hypertension, you know, heart disease and obesity, but we enjoyed the cafeteria yeah, back then.
That's character building right there.
How many of our kids today enjoy the cafeteria? Here's your green apple. Hope you eat it. They don't. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. I mean, look, I love apples, but, you know, you cannot make them. Sloppy Joes, yes, a great answer always. Somebody says, my favorite was a burrito with chili and cheese on top. I still eat it today. It's kind of like those Tina burritos. That was like the level of quality. Mm-hmm. And there's something about, you know, when you're poor and you're eating like the knockoff generic mac and cheese and you're buying Sam's Club soda and, you know, you're eating. We ought to have a show just about that. What food did you buy to save money when you're poor? And you eat the Tina's burritos because they're like a meal and they're so bad. I mean, they're so like. I mean, they're great, but don't get me wrong. You got to, you know, probably buy new dentures when you eat them because they're so chewy. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Let's see. What else we have? Pizza. Absolutely loved our lunches pizza. Least favorite, Salisbury steak. There you go, Jake.
Yep, yep.
It was awful, the Salisbury steak. Somebody says, let's see. Gulf Breeze High in the early 2000s had Domino's pizza on Fridays.
What?
I am simultaneously amazed and completely not surprised by that because that does seem like a very Gulf Breeze thing kind of, which I'm jealous. I wish we had. You know, that's great. Somebody here says pizza. I am with Jimmy on this one. Somebody says Friday was fish sticks day. Oh, fish sticks are a bit of a roll with the dice.
Yeah.
Because they can be if you slather enough, oh, goodness, what do you call it? Tartar sauce on there. But, you know, all on their own, at a certain point, you realize that fish stick is just like breaded cardboard, right? I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I have a fondness for the fish stick in my own heart. And that's another cheapy food, you know? Yeah. It like feels like real food.
Gorton's.
But I haven't had those in years and years. My wife hates everything seafood, so anything that smells like seafood, we don't do in the house.
Wow.
We have to have special dispensations to do anything seafood.
I imagine a cafeteria is just throwing those things in the microwave, though, too.
Oh, so. Microwave fish sticks. You, soggy. You gotta no crunch. Gross. Or as we would have said, grody, dude. All right, let's get traffic on the fives. Jimmy, go ahead.
All right, we are looking all right out there. Typical morning congestion coming in from Pace, so just be expecting that when you're coming in on 90. Everything's looking good. I-10 and I-110 are all clear, clear all the way out to the beach. If you do have any traffic that you need to report, please give us a call, 437-1620, or just hit us up if you're trying to still talk about your high school cafeteria food. And yeah. I'm Jimmy with Traffic on the Fives.
Oh, I got a great text here, 437-1620. Somebody says, the fish sticks at our jail are great. also another Midwesterner texts and says, White Castle fries depends on how much alcohol was involved. No amount of alcohol justifies a White Castle fry. Just order a chicken sandwich or another slider, and you'll be much, much, much happier. Again, at least in the beginning, maybe not so much in the end. See what it did there? It's a play on words. don't think about it too much. Hey... I can't help it. It's just me. Hey, if I mentioned high-quality import cars like a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, right? You spend more to get them. You shouldn't have to spend more to service them, and you don't. You don't have to drive out of your way, spend the gas, spend the time, and the increased price most likely when you go to the dealership. By law, actually, they cannot require you to go to the dealership. That's a federal law. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these vehicles all the time. They take care of them. Domestics, too, of course. Gas engine, diesel engine, not everybody does. They do, no problem. They want you to see them for the little things so that you can prevent the big things and avert them before they are the big inconvenient things. So see them healthy so you don't have to see them sick with your car. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Back to the cafeteria discussion. The question of the day is, since we're getting rid of, apparently, the Lunchables in schools, no, nothing great like taking away food that kids will actually eat. What did you love when you were a kid? What's your most memorable food from the cafeteria? Pizza and peach cups. Probably not mixed together, I'm guessing, but okay. At Cypress High School, when I was there, the teachers did not brown bag it. They ate in the lunchroom, and it was so good. If the teachers eat, it'll be better. We had what's called turkey fricassee. Oh, yeah, with a biscuit underneath, and the best dessert was the chocolate no-bake cookies, gooey. Oh, you remember the bars? The bar cookies that had everything thrown into them?
Yeah.
Oh, they were so good. Now, I remember specifically the bars at University of Illinois. This is a little older, but the cafeteria we would take, and they would either have the bars, which were awesome, and we'd all steal 8 of them in our pockets because they were good for, you know, midnight snacks. And then, not the you should kids, just saying some of us did. And then the Rice Krispie treats, which were so gooey that you could literally stick them to the ceiling. Not that I ever did 4 times, but you could, actually. They were, you know, stick to the roof of your mouth. No, stick to the hallway ceiling. Not that we did that every day. 437s. God, I'm such a bad example. I'm so sorry. Spam. You had spam at school?
What?
Good Lord, high class. School staff cafeteria fresh and hot yeast rolls with real government butter. What, Beverly Hills? Where did you go to school? Back when I was in school, there were no microwaves. Late 1960s, everything was cooked fresh at the school. Gulf Breeze in the 70s, peanut butter crispy brownies, and now sold through our local barbecue food truck that we got. Okay, oh, cool. Yeah, I like that. All right, that's cool. I was thinking through this myself, like, which ones do I remember that we haven't mentioned? And I think one that nobody's mentioned, the Sloppy Joe. Can I get an amen on the Sloppy
amen,
Joe?
Amen, brother.
The Preach Sloppy
it.
Joe.
Preach it.
Have you ever had a bad Sloppy Joe?
No.
Well, maybe when your friend's mom made him one time when she threw like green peppers in there and tried to mess with you.
And onions, yep.
Yeah. She thought, we'll make it healthy. We'll make it like bad pizza.
I don't want crunchy in my Sloppy Joes.
Sloppy Joes are good just the way they come. From God, they were made that way. And it's right there in Leviticus. toasted ravioli, chicken fingers. Nobody mentioned chicken fingers or the chicken sandwich.
Chicken fingers and mac and cheese was Monday.
I love that you remember the day.
Yep.
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, yeah. The shepherd's pie was good.
Shepherd's pie. Beef stroganoff. Yeah. You know, high. No? Okay. Bit you back again. Barbecue chip beef was sort of sometimes okay. And nobody, I think, mentioned burgers. You know, those thin little burgers that you could play frisbee with on a pinch, right? I mean, those were, you know, edible. 850 on News Radio 92.3. Somebody says amen, Sloppy Joe. That's right. 850 on News Radio 92.3. That's our frivolous topic of the day. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Bray's for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Bray Jewelers.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Stanley, at the time, you said it 7.5 seconds ago.
Well, gosh, kind of a lot's happened since then.
Don't be afraid of your freedom.
I made a blunder. I missed an opportunity. I didn't think about this ahead of time. I should obviously have played Lunch Ladyland by Adam Sandler.
Very appropriate song.
Oh, well. It is a great song. I just can't remember if there's much swearing in it, so maybe it's probably a better thing that I didn't do it. That's an embarrassing story. So this is also, I feel like today is a learn who Andrew McKay is, really, kind of day. We have always been like R-rated Christians, if you want to think of it that way. You know, like, vulgar jokes and things don't really bother me. You know, if you view that as, you know, being worldly, that's fine. You know, I don't mind it. I mean, I know it's not a great thing necessarily, but it's also who I am. But I remember my wife and I always thought Adam Sandler was so funny, and his stand-up was very good, and we had a couple of the discs, you know, and this is a bad story. I hate to tell it, but it is funny. So we had our pastors over for dinner one time. And this is, God, 25 years ago. And we thought, you know, we like to share. And just like on this show, I like to share the things I find entertaining. And so I thought, well, we'll share with them this great Adam Sandler stuff that they'll surely find is funny. And you know, when you watch R-rated things, you tend to like not notice how R-rated some stuff is. You know, like when you sit down to watch Stripes with your kids, you're like, oh, forgot about all that. You know? Okay, so we're playing it, and they're not really laughing. And I'm looking at my wife, and we're like, oh, we have blundered. We have misidentified our target audience here. That relationship survived, but I didn't feel good about the choice. So anyway, it was... you know, honest mistakes by honest people. Anyway, 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. Jimmy, it's his first day learning how to produce and push buttons and mix the music and do all the stuff he does. He, by the way, he is a bass player in his regular life. So we have a drummer.
We have a very fine bass player, actually. Not fine, like looking. I mean, he is a good-looking dude, but...
We know what you meant.
Fine bass player. Yeah.
Okay, so who's... Jake. Who's the better musician, the drummer, Jake, or the bass player, Jimmy?
It's always the drummer.
In this case, I got to say Jimmy because he sings. He sings and plays, so that's
better.
I love
that they both answered each other. That's great. Yeah. Traffic on the fives. Go ahead, Jimmy.
We are looking all clear in Pensacola. Typical morning congestion coming in from Pace on Highway 90, so just be wary of that. But other than that, we're looking good. I-10 and I-110 are all clear. We are clear all the way going down to the beach. Gulf Beach Highway, not showing any delays. No delays on Burgess or Olive. If you do see anything we should be aware of, please give us a call at that traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Scrabble. This is the story that has really caught people's attention today and yesterday on social media. For the first time in 75 years, Mattel is making a change to Scrabble. And they're calling it the, are you ready for this? The no more scoring gameplay option. It's called Scrabble Together. I kid you not, it's called Scrabble Together. You can play as a team. You achieve goals instead of scoring with those pesky points in the math. It's shorter. It's not meant to be as competitive because the young kids, the Gen Zers, they don't like the competition and the stress and the, you know, the intensity and, you know, having to know words and stuff. So what we've got now is Scrabble for snowflakes, or as I have been saying, Scrabble for wussies, or Scrabble for children maybe. And so you'll have goals that'll say things like, you get a goal card and it says, play a horizontal word, and then you play a horizontal word. Oh, I got a goal. And then you get 20 challenges and you win the game. I kid you not, play a three-letter word. This is, oh my God, nothing indicts our current educational climate and social climate better than this, because this is amazing. Now, by the way, there are two things worth knowing about this story. Part number one is that apparently it comes with both sides, so you can still play the actual Scrabble game on the one side. But on the other side, it has Scrabble for children or whatever. And then the other thing is apparently not in the U.S. This is what's weird about this story. Everybody's captivated by this, but Scrabble Together will soon be available in Europe, but will not be available in the U.S. because it doesn't hold licensing in America. Hasbro makes Scrabble in the U.S. and Canada. So Mattel owns the outside of the U.S. and Canada, and Hasbro is U.S. and Canada licensing. So one can only hope that Hasbro doesn't engage in this particular experiment. But, you know, time will tell exactly. By the way, and I will say this. As a massive board game geek myself, which is a great website, boardgamegeek.com, a real website that really ranks games and tells you everything you need to know about all of them. We play lots of games. We have a games closet. My whole life we play games. I'm not a Scrabble guy. I like word games. I do love doing crosswords. I love playing Boggle, or there's a very rare game you might not have heard of called Perquacky. I love those kind of games. Scrabble to me was always who can just memorize the most two-letter, you know, to really be competitive at Scrabble. You've got to memorize all the two-letter words, and you've got to just know the words that work in Scrabble that aren't really words people typically use in regular life. And it's much more like rote memorization than it is like being creative with the letters. Plus, it's a very slow game. And it is brutally slow, time-wise. 8:58 here on News Radio. But that being said, stick with the classics, man, and don't dumb it down for anybody. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for future news, which is... Oh, that's all right. That's fine. Future news is when we talk about things that we think are going to happen. We're not sure. What's going to be the outcome for the mayor of Milton? Do you think she's still in office? I don't know. Let's say a year from now. Jake?
I'm going to say no. I'm gonna say this is going to blow up.
I also think no. I think we might be looking at legal sanction, potentially. We might be looking at ethics violations, potentially. But if a cluster of these things comes together, that might be enough to make her not be an officer.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Just a little bit of a technical issue today, you know, so we got a little bit more time before David comes back with his news for the top of the hour. But you got Pep Talk coming up next, and Jake will take you through to all of that. David will have your local news coming up next after Fox as well, and, of course, national news coming up from Fox in about 8 seconds. I'm Andrew McKay. Be worried, not too worried about the weather today. We're looking at a 3. The rainfall prediction has been lowered from 6 to 7 inches yesterday, though.